Blog Talk Radio.
When I'm down.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild on Tuesday. I am your host today. This is musical psychic Pamela Cummings, and it's kind of weird to be hosting the show, but it's pretty cool. The song you just heard was Twin Soul by Jean Christy Dinkle, I think it is. And just to let you know, Blog Talk is acting a little wacky today. Some people have been kicked out, so if you get kicked out, please know that it's not me. I will only kick you out if you're inappropriate, and I've never really dealt with any inappropriate people on Psychics Gone Wild. Okay, so if you get kicked out of, off the phone or chat, you know, please log back in, all right? And I just wanted to let everybody know, it's an announcement. Jethro, there was some confusion. Kelly said Jethro was supposed to host today. Jethro thought Kelly was hosting today. And I said, you know what, forget it. I'll host. So it looks like I'm going to be hosting on Tuesdays. And what I plan to do is have a guest with me, hopefully, because it's going to be a little difficult doing readings, hosting, and checking out the chat too, and have another psychic with me, and we will be having topics and talking about them, which I think will be really, really cool, because education is a good thing. And I know some people get bored reading after reading, and it's a little hard on the psychics. Anyhow, if you need to get in touch with me, it's Pamela, and my last name is cummins.com. And again, I do readings, I do coaching for singles, and also psychic development coaching. I do plan on doing classes, so I will give you an update on that. Also, my book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, is 50% off. It's Smashwords, and that's for ebooks, and that's in a lot of different formats, and you can even put it on your Kindle. They give you a coupon for that. And there's also a lot of other authors there who are giving their books for anywhere from 25% to 100% off. So I would definitely check that out. You know, stick it into your Kindle, your Nook. You can even put on your computer, your iPad, your iPod, or whatever those things are called. You can put it there. So you can have some good summer reading. Let's see, one more thing. Tonight I have the Love Channel show that's also on Blog Talk. My guest is Michael Ross, and we will be talking about the laws of attraction regarding relationships. You know, the more you work on yourself, the better mate you're going to bring in. And we're also going to talk about, you know, waiting before you have sex and dating tips and all that good stuff. So please listen to that tonight. The call-in number for that is 646-478-0020. And also, we have shows here 7 days a week. Check us out at psychicsgonewild.com. And, you know, you can follow us on Psychics Gone Wild Blog Talk. And it gives you a list of all the different hosts. And, you know, there's a lot of us. Anyhow, without further ado, let me announce my guest. Lynn Ann Moon utilizes her skills with a combination of star signs, numerology, and tarot. She sees the story that plays out before her and helps guide those who seek clarification on their path. She is the author of The Journey is Forgiveness and a columnist for Bel Esprit. Lynn Ann is the host of Hazy Radio Network's Dimension of Spirit. And for more information, visit dimensionofspirit.com, and hopefully Blog Talk will let me get her on. Lynn Ann.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Wait, did you
get kicked? It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure having you here. Did you get kicked off before?
Yes, I did.
Okay. It happens. It happens. It's Blog Talk. But yes,
it's just the way things are sometimes. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. So,
yeah, you may as well go with the flow, you know.
There's not much else you can do but go with the flow of life. Can you tell people, you know, I told them a little bit about you, but one of the things I always like to ask people is their background. Have you been psychic all your life? Can you, you know, and also the other thing I like to ask people is, how did your family deal with it?
Well, I have been psychic all of my life. I was born psychic. Some of my first words were prediction, okay? And I like to laugh, you know. It's my family was not supportive of it, not at all. It was, shush, 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 don't even start that, you know. Mm. Mommy, don't you see him? He's right next to you. And it was like that. And, you know, my mother got to a place where she was able to accept it and deal with it. But my father never did. And he always felt that it was a figment of my imagination. I have a mighty keen imagination. But it just, you know, psychic children in particular go through so many difficulties because the folks don't understand them, their classmates don't. Teachers are at odds with them also, and it's very lonely growing up a psychic child. You know, and the more that, you know, if you do have a psychic child, you should don't try to squash it, because quite honestly, they'll go completely nuts if you do. And you know, at one point I was sent to an aunt because she could handle my situation. And she was very kind, and she directed me towards things that I'm still interested in today, and gave me a sense of stability, whereas my home life, you know, my parents were trying to raise 5 kids, not just one that was psychic, and it just was overwhelming to them.
I can understand that. I can understand that. And I just want to let you know, the callers, I can feel your energy. Please be patient. We will get to you, okay? I'm being, like, overwhelmed with all this energy. We will get to you. I'm just going to find...
We'll do our best.
Yes, we will. We will. You know, and the ones who have been hanging in longest, we will get to you, okay? And I'm curious because, you know, I know Lynn Ann from Facebook, and I'm also Bill Esprit columnist, and... you know, on Hazy, and we Facebook each other all the time, but we really don't sit down, you know, and talk. They're just, you know, time is limited. But
you know, and a lot of people are doing that. It's a sad thing. We need conversations.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's time. You know, I wish there were 58 hours in a day. What I wanted to ask you is, how do your gifts work?
Boy, that's a good question. How do they work?
I mean, do you hear more, do you see more?
I would apologize on that. Pardon me?
Do you hear more, see more?
Really, what I am, I'm just throwing a psychic's gone wild. There we go. I was just throwing something in into Skype chat there for a friend that wanted to hear the program. One of the things that I can see, I can hear, sometimes I can smell. Of course, I'm a card reader. I'm very gifted. It's not just a few things. It's a whole bunch of them. And another psychic very early on in my life told me that I just basically walk between worlds.
It's
just the constant thing. I have gotten to a place where I can block out some of the mediumship, because that really was driving me crazy. But the rest of it, I've never learned to block in any way.
Right.
I just can't.
Yeah, I agree. Mediumship for me, I've had a lot of psychics say, oh, you're so good at it, and, you know, that's one of your best gifts. And I'm like, it's draining, you know.
That's how they manifest, is to use your life force.
Right, okay.
And too much of that can get too very much overwhelming. I do block that. At one point, you know, we've had the big paradigm shift, and I just literally had Spook Central in my front room, you know, because they're allowed to sit in my front room and wait for me. Okay, and when I'm ready, I can deal with them one at a time. But 9 times out of 10, the messages are very basic to loved ones and people around. You know, it says, I'm all right, I'm good on this side, I'm fine. Please tell my mother I love her. Things like that.
Right.
And they're just very basic. Very, very basic messages. There's very seldom someone that comes across and says, listen, I want to tell you who did me in. Okay? But it does happen. I have had it happen to me. It puts me at a great disadvantage when that happens, because how do you know about that person's murder, you know? And I did work with the police last year on a case. I can't reveal it. I apologize for that. I can't.
Right.
But
that's understandable.
I was able to give them information that sent them in an entirely different direction and made them aware of who specifically was responsible for that murder.
Wow.
And it was like a 20-year cold case.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, and it was really funny because this individual was simply telling me about the case. And I suddenly went to that moment. And, you know, people say, oh, I wish I could do that. Oh, no, you don't. You so do not want to do these things because, you know, you've experienced that moment with them.
Hmm.
You know, that moment of shock, betrayal, sadness, all of that's there. It's a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah, I can relate.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah. I had a client one time, and it was apparent to me, this was on one of the psychic lines that I worked on, that her boyfriend had some mob connections, right? And she wanted me to find out exactly what it was and what they did, and I started looking, and that energy was so nasty. I told her, I'm not going there. I do love and relationships. Yeah. I could never do what, you know, Alison DeBar does. That, you know, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
No, and it's for me personally, you know, like I said, it's experiencing that moment with them. You know, I mean, there's been times when I've actually experienced their pain, and it's not pleasant, you know. But on to bigger and better things, you know. My son is extremely psychic. And he has denied his gifts. Okay, for a very long time he did. And he was only recently able to begin to deal with them. And he did a soul rescue. And I was so proud. But, oh my gosh, I was scared when he told me that. Because, you know, when you do a soul rescue, it's quite literal.
Can you explain that a little bit?
You help them get home. Yeah, the psychic helps the individual get home, get to the light. And, you know, if the psychic is not strong, if they have a heart condition or any condition really, you know, they can quite literally just decide to keep on going because the arrival home, you know, that moment is like everything is very free and very easy, and the welcome is magnificent. You know, everybody you ever knew that loved you is there. And, you know, when you see that, you want it. You want it so badly.
Mm.
And, you know, just making that decision that you're not finished yet, you have to go back. And, of course, they do send you back. You know,
you don't have a choice.
No, you're not allowed to stay, but, you know, you may mourn that for several days.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're not real stable, you could mourn that a whole lot longer.
Right.
So, you know, it's an interesting situation, but my son had a best friend who passed away suddenly it was suicide by cop, okay? Mm-hmm. And my son happened to be there when that happened.
Oh, boy.
And this soul decided to stay with him. And, of course, being a light, you know, as psychics are, that soul stayed with him all these many years. He was only 12 at the time. He's 30 now.
Wow.
And so, yes, that can happen. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And everything that I try to do to help this soul get to the other side, he simply would not have. And you have free will on that side, too. And my son finally decided that it was time. And he talked his friend into going ahead and going to the light. And the friend was deeply terrified of it because he had, of course, been told that suicide is the ultimate wrong against the universe. And yes, it is. But I'll tell you something. The universe knows everything. And I use the universe as the word for God, goddess, deity, but it is everything. It's a force, if you want to go there. But the universe does know everything. It knows what sort of pain you were in when you did it. It knows everything. You know, and yeah, you might have to do it all over again, but it's not like the universe doesn't understand what happened.
Right.
So being afraid to go to the light is a problem for a lot of souls. Obviously, we have ghosts. We have spirits that won't move on. But the universe ultimately has control of the whole shoot and match and understands our reasons completely. It also understands those of us who have wrong feelings towards others. You know, when we get that straight in our own mind, it's us who's doing the judging. It's not the universe. It's us.
Yeah, that is so
true.
It's
a mighty profound thing when you go to it.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. Because, you know, everything, according to God, everything is perfect. You're just learning the lesson.
Yeah, and that lesson is not punishment. We've got to start realizing this about karma. It is about learning what it is that you need to learn, not avoiding it, not hiding from it, not running from it, but facing our situation head on, embracing it, and calling it by its name. Realizing that yes, we have wrong thoughts. We do. We're human beings. But we also have good thoughts, and we have the right to choose those.
Amen. So are you ready to take a few callers? We have one person who's been waiting for 36 minutes and another one for 35.
So,
yeah, let's take a couple of callers, okay? That's what I could feel them. They're like, come on, come on. So, all righty, here we go.
Try to get as many people as we can and keep it to one or two cards.
Yes, one question each, please. And area code 206, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
And what is your name, please?
My name is Austin.
Austin. And
Hi,
what is your
Austin.
Question?
Hi. I met somebody, and we've gone out 3 times, but I'm not getting picking up any signs whether or not this person is interested in a relationship, or either that or I'm lying to it. So I'm wondering what you're picking up with that person.
Do you know this person? Do you know this person's birthday?
Yeah, March 29th.
Okay. And what is your birthday?
October 16th.
Okay. 29 and 16. 29 is also known as the Citadel. It's constant change. It can be a lot of drama. The individual is a double one or an 11. It's a power number, but they may not know what to do with their power. Okay? And they probably are quite psychic. And they will also have an issue with a parent. Okay?
Yep.
It can be the male parent, it can be the female parent, but that issue has been probably a question of abuse, and they're very skittish, shall we say, of getting into a relationship. and they have to be, shall we say, cultivated into a place where they're safe with you, they trust you, and they understand you. It can take some time. You know, 3 dates ain't going to do it, buddy.
Yeah. And it's funny because I got that she wants to be friends first and check it out. You know, she's not in any hurry. And I just want to add, there is an attraction there. She likes you and she thinks of you as a potential. Okay? But I'm seeing a man in a suit with flowers. So she wants you to court her, you know? So you need to decide what you want. Okay, because this is, you know, it's like, I want to say like an old-fashioned, but the neat thing that I'm seeing is somebody laying cement foundation down, okay? So, you know, this relationship, you know, has a really good chance if you lay the foundation down and build up the house. You know, this is not a fly-by-night, you know? And I'm
that's kind of what it feels like, but I was hoping he would, you know, ask me out.
Oh, okay.
I will say this, the relationships right in this time period have been very wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, if you will. And people are realizing that that doesn't feed the soul. It doesn't feed the heart. It doesn't even feed the body. You know, it just leaves you with a feeling of emptiness and being used. And if you really think something of this person and think that it can go somewhere, it can. Now you, friend, are a seven, okay? And that means that you have, you're like an onion. You got lots of layers, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Every time you peel back a little bit, there's a little bit more there to see. And more of you, and you're very careful about who you show that to. And as you'll find, as you are willing to reveal yourself, that individual also reveals themselves. Okay?
Okay. Cool. Great. Cool. Well, thank you, and I'll listen tonight, too.
All right, great. Thank
Wonderful. Thank you for calling. It's been lovely.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to listen online if that's okay.
Oh, fine. Fine. Okay, so I won't bother putting you back in the queue.
Okay, thanks.
You're certainly welcome,
Austin. Thank you for calling.
Okay, we're going to try another one, and it's like such a wild number. I think it's a Skype call.
Okay.
Okay, and I think I'm echoing. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Pamela. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thank you. I'm Deep. I spoke to you last month. Yeah,
right, I remember. So I'm going to let Lynette, you know, I've spoken to you a few times, so it would be good for you to get another perspective, and I'll chime in if I get anything, okay? So.
Okay, sure, thank you.
Can you tell me your name one more time?
My name is Deep, D-E-E-P.
Deep.
Did you?
Yes,
Deep.
Deep,
like
D-E-E-P.
Deep. It's like it's a nickname.
Okay,
because
got it.
Yeah. He's got a very long name, so it's like, that's what people call him.
Okay. Do you have a question, Deep?
Yes, Lynn. I strongly suspect that I have dyslexia, that I'm dyslexic, because I have the traits and two free online tests, which I've taken, also indicate dyslexia. So, but I don't want to go to a doctor because it's expensive to get an assessment done. And moreover, I'm scared to get this medically confirmed. So if I do have dyslexia, can you tell me what my employer will think, and the girl I love called Anne, what they will think and whether they'll accept me or not?
Okay. I'm going to tell you this, Deep. I'm feeling very strong spirit here. If someone loves you, it doesn't matter what's going on. Okay? It doesn't matter if you have a terminal illness. It doesn't matter if you have a mental disappointment. And we'll call it a disappointment because ADHD, dyslexia, and some of those that are sometimes lumped together are all different syndromes. I'm going to tell a very short story. My son grew up with ADHD, dyslexia. He was able to he fundamentally can function very well. It has nothing to do with how much his girlfriend loves him. It has nothing to do with how much his friends love him. You know, they realize that occasionally he gets a number backwards. Occasionally he gets a name backwards. Sometimes he's just bouncing off the walls too. So, you know, these are all different problems. But essentially those who love you, love you. It's not about what you can or cannot do. Do you follow what
right.
I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you don't want someone who only loves you if you were perfect, because you can't keep up that facade. Okay?
Right. But
okay, now your employer is the question here. If you discover that you have a disability in the United States, I don't know where you live.
He's in the UK.
In the UK. I don't know how UK law works. I know in the United States, if you have a disability, your employer is obligated to work with you to overcome your disability inside the workplace. In other words, if I'm hearing disabled and I have to work with a hearing device, they have to accept that and work with it. Okay.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's
now,
the same.
Now, dyslexia. If you're working with numbers, you may have a problem there. I don't know. Okay. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. But
right.
I know what things I've had to experience and deal with. So.
Right. Yes,
most people don't know that as a psychic, I don't see well. Okay. They also don't know that I don't hear well. I use tools. In other words, a really large screen and a really loud phone to overcome disability. And you can do that too. Now, do you have something for me for psychic reading?
Specifically in my case. My employer has all this thing that they have to work with the employee if they have a problem or a disability. But specifically in my case, if I tell my employer and if I tell the girl I love her, and can you tell me how will they react in the shorter or longer term, and how will they take it?
I have one more piece of advice for you, okay? Mm-hmm. I know it's very difficult to see a doctor or a mental health therapist. Okay, I totally get that. But if you have the ability to, before you approach your employer, have that looked into, because you may not. Okay?
Okay.
It may be something else entirely. Yes,
right.
I'll go ahead and I'll make the reading. Now, I'm saying that, again, we have the Nine of Wands, which indicate to me a whole bunch of decisions and a whole bunch of directions to go. So with that, you have to, now I've had a quick, I'm going to stop here and I'm going to tell you something. My friend, who's also my co-host in Dimensions of Spirit, just dropped me a note. He's listening also, and he is an education specialist, okay? And he put here, an educational specialist has tools to work on your problem, so you may want to try that venue, okay? There's
okay.
that. Now, what I have here for you for card is a Nine of Wands, which to me is telling me that you have a lot of ways to go here, okay? And also your employer does too. but he has to have something specific to work on. And when you come up with something without proof and without documentation, he doesn't have anything. Okay? He's wondering what you're trying to do without all that. Okay? Does this make sense to you? All of these different directions that are presented to you right now is the confusion that you're going through concerning this. But if you go to a specialist of some kind, and my friend is recommending an educational specialist, okay, to test you. It may cost you some money, but it might be very well worth your effort. Because remember, a doctor is specializing in medicine. And the first thing he's going to want to do is give you medicine, where an educational specialist is going to want to work on your problem. There's a big difference.
And I would like to add what I got in the very beginning, okay, and then I'm going to put you back in the queue, is that your employee is going to work with you. Okay, I don't feel your employee being prejudiced or working against you. And quite honestly, I'm getting that they have their own issues.
Yeah, and everybody does.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I got a song for you. Stevie Wonder, don't you worry about a thing. Okay, you tend to worry too much. So stop it.
Okay, so does that mean that psychically you are getting Pamela, but I'm dyslexic?
I'm not getting yes or no, honestly. I'm just getting that, you know, your employee will work with you, okay? If you're an alcoholic or whatever, your employee is going to work with you, okay?
I'm getting understanding,
compassion. You're walking around, I'm seeing like a stamp on your forehead saying fragile. You like your damaged goods or something. You're not, okay?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Again,
I'm going to say this too. You're a valuable human being. You're well spoken. You understand well, and you do extremely well in your job and what you do. I see that very clearly. You know, and some of the things you're talking about here can be related to a lot of stuff. It really can, and you need someone more than a psychic to help you here.
Right. Thank you.
And with that, I don't mean to cut you off, but we have a bunch of other callers, and I need to.
Okay.
We got like 22 minutes, and I wanted to ask Lynn something else, so I'm going to put you back in the queue. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Dee, and
you.
I hope that I've helped you today.
Yes,
okay,
you have.
Thanks,
Lynn.
Okay. Thank you. Lynn Ann, I wanted to ask you. You have some kind of, I feel like I'm echoing, I apologize if I am, there's nothing I can do about it, but you have some kind of nonprofit organization or something that's called HOPE. Can you tell us about that?
Because
I think that's important.
I'm an initiator facilitator of the HOPE organization. HOPE meaning Home Ownership Pride Enrichment Retraining Center. My friend Joseph Lawrenson and my husband Frank Fudge are the three of us involved in this endeavor, and what we're trying to do is put people into their own tiny home through building this home, as well as re-educating, re-employing the homeless, because in El Paso alone, I live in El Paso, Texas, there are 80,000 homeless people, and fully half of those are veterans, okay? And about 10% of that number are children. And what we're hoping to do is to reach to the people who have fallen through the cracks, who are homeless, who don't have anywhere to turn anymore. You know, the resources for the homeless and those who are severely wanting are small. in for people who are between the cracks, so to speak, you know, someone who doesn't have children, who may be over 40 years old, who very, very literally, there aren't very many resources for us. So we have created this project, and we are very well underway. We do need donations. If you would, Pam, the website for this is, of course, www.hope.retrainingcenter.org. And if you have a few bucks to spare, we sure could use it. We have a donation button there on the bottom. Just send us whatever you can spare, because our money is going towards our people. Only 25% of our monies that are taken in are earmarked for administration, as opposed to some 75 to 90% that is earmarked for administration in other charities. So we're asking for your help.
Right, great. And you know what can you give them, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, your website?
No, me personally, of course.
Yeah, you.
Right,
you personally.
I am a reader, and I'm good at it. And, of course, I'm a Bell Esprit columnist as well. And our website, though, is dimensionsofspirit.com. There is a contact button. Just press it. You'll find an email to me there.
Great. And also, you have a book now? Is that correct?
I do. Yay. I wrote a book while I was a columnist for Bell Esprit magazine. Bell Esprit is a free magazine. I encourage anyone to just put that in. It's www.bellesprit, bellesprit.com. And just find me under columnist. But the whole book is there. It's under The Journey is Forgiveness.
Right.
And I wrote that while I was doing the columns for Bell. I'm still doing that. In the near future, I'm going to be writing on the tiny house experience, because I don't want to teach somebody something I don't know about. So I quite literally moved into my dining room and kitchen, and I live in there. And my front room is an office.
Cool. So we have one person who's been waiting a long time, like 44 minutes. Can we take
Let's
caller?
Get to them. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Great. 260, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
And what is your question?
I guess I have this basic question about, you know, my employment. I guess I'm not sure which way I'm going. If I'm staying, if I'm finding something new, what I need to be doing, actually, at this point?
Okay, honey, I need your birthday.
11/22.
Oh, honey, you are so powerful.
Yeah, that is a good number.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Are you working for yourself or are you working for someone else?
For someone else.
Okay. Have you ever thought about working for you?
I've thought it would be too much work.
Uh-huh. Well, see,
it is.
22s are also known as a four. Okay?
Okay.
The fours are the little rabbit who are sort of peering over the grass, waiting for something to happen, anything. And I will guarantee you, if you do not get in gear for yourself, nothing is going to happen. Okay? I'll just tell you that way. You are very important that you make a decision for you, whether it's to continue working, because this is free will thing here. The universe has things ordered to a certain place. Mm-hmm. But what you want is what you need to figure out. What do you really want? What resonates with you? Now, I'm going to tell you something that I say to people on my own show, and that is the universe's favorite answer is yes. But you have to do the work.
Oh, yeah.
You have to get out there and find what it is that you want. And then nobody can tell you what that is. It's hidden in your heart. Now, okay. Let's see about what's going on right now. Okay? Oh, boy. And it's a Four of Cups. You're sitting back and waiting for the thing to happen. It's sort of like I just said.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a man or a woman who's sitting next to a tree just waiting. And life is offering them a cup. Now, that cup can hold love. It can hold riches. It can hold enlightenment. It can hold travel and new experiences. It can hold gifts of all kinds. But you have to take your arms from over your chest and hold your hand out and take it. You can't. It will not just be put in your hand. You've got to go take it. Okay?
Okay.
And I would like to add in, first of all, I'm hearing the song "Hold Your Head Up," okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, as I said that, I heard, "And reach to the sky." I do feel that you will find what your heart desire is. And I laughed when you said it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work being self-employed, but if you find something you love to do, it's worth it. Where you're currently at, or I don't know if you have a job or whatever, but when you said the, you know, where you're at, I got a horrible feeling in my stomach. If you're not happy,
right.
It's not the right place for you. So you need to figure out what you need to do, you know. And I am getting that a small amount of education, okay? I'm not getting years and years. Will help you, okay? But I'm seeing you put your hand over your eyes looking down the road, okay? And what that means to me is you got a long road in front of you. How do you want to travel it? Do you want to travel in a bicycle? And now I'm seeing like a nice old-fashioned kind of classic car. You know, that is really up to you, okay? But you can make the changes. And I'm getting your guides have been like kind of pounding you on the head. I don't know if it's writing or speaking, but it's something with communication, okay?
Yeah. That's right. What I'm good at, but I haven't found. I kind of sit back if I don't see where to go, and I just don't see where to go.
Okay, and can
there's
I tell
another
you
issue here. Oh, yes, please go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I'm seeing the road, okay? Mm-hmm. And you will discover that as you go down the road. Where you're supposed to be. It's not, you don't say, oh, Eureka, that's it, and that's the way it is for you. Rest of your life.
No.
It's unraveled. Okay?
Okay.
And Lynn-Ann, was the other issue?
Oh, yes. One more issue that you really need to work on. And I'm just going to tell you how to do that. It's your self-esteem, darling. And what I would recommend that you do, first thing in the morning when you go to comb your hair and you brush your teeth, you look in that mirror and you smile real big. You say, I love you, and mean it. It'll take a few times for you, darling, but do that. Self-esteem is one of the most difficult things to get over and get through and to achieve. But once you have, things completely unlock for you, because now you deserve it and you know it.
Okay.
Great. So thank you so much for
and
calling.
And this works. Personal experience, this works.
Okay.
Okay.
The conversation was great in the beginning. In fact, I wanted to say that. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank
it's kind of
waiting.
Nice not doing reading after reading. Lynn-Ann, I want to get one more person who's been holding on for 39 minutes. We got about 10 minutes, so we're going to have to make it kind of quick, if that's okay with you.
Okay. We can do it.
Okay. 661, are you there? 661?
Yes.
Hi, and
yes.
What is your name, please?
Honestly, and I just wanted a general card reading.
Okay.
Hi.
We got about 9 minutes, so... Lynn-Ann,
can you give us a little quick question? Something that you're thinking of?
What was that?
Can you give us a quick question?
Sure. I just wanted a general card reading, but a quick question.
Just the basics?
Yeah.
What is your birthday, darling?
9/15.
17?
9/15.
9/15. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's tell you about you. That'll help. You are a very motherly person. You're very nurturing. You're extremely, I'll tell you, nobody is exempt from that either. You reach out to people. Your friends feel loved and cared for. Your children do too. Sometimes, though, and this is the other side of your coin, darling, you could be a little bossy, and you think that your advice has to be taken, or that's it. But what you can do is just offer the advice and then release it. It'll be a lot easier on you, okay? And let that individual make their own choice. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
I thought it might. Okay, let's do a quick one card. Oh, gee, here we are back to the Nine of Wands. There's been a whole lot of communication going on at your house. There's been a lot of Facebook, a lot of email, telephone calls, letters, and you've been very concerned about a financial situation. And let's pull one more card quickly. And, yeah, it's been very burdensome. This question has been tough, really tough. But you will come to a place where you're able to overcome it, okay? It might take $10 at a time. You know what I'm talking about. But just stay at it. You know, little by little, it will... right itself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would like just to interject, because I got a vision when you first came on about like you just holding your hands up to the sky, and what that means to me is just open to receive. Okay.
Oh,
don't. You don't say, but it's got to come in this way. I do that. I'll admit, I do that. It should happen this way, and it's got just open your hands and receive and trust that God, Spirit, the angels know the right way for you. That's the hardest thing, because us humans want to control, you know?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes, and I'm going to tell a very, very quick story. My son needed a vacuum sweeper, and I put it to the universe, my son needed a vacuum cleaner. Okay, I didn't have the money to put towards a vacuum cleaner. And I wasn't specific, though. I didn't say, I need this. Now, you're not, like she says, leave the venue open. Leave the avenue to receive open. But I wasn't specific. But I opened up that channel quite literally next day, and for the next several weeks, I received over 14 vacuum sweepers. I'm not joking. It's honest truth. I had 14 of them for him to choose from. Now, what's hilarious is every one of those went to someone that needed a vacuum. Okay? So be that channel that you want to manifest. Be it. Just be there. The universe wants to say yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. So I hope that was worth the wait.
Yeah.
It was.
It was. And it was, you know.
This is delightful to speak to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My co-host just emailed me and told me that by the way, there's another vacuum cleaner down the street right now. Do you want it? No.
That's funny. That's funny. All right. Well, thank you.
So,
thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much
for calling. All right, I'm going to put you back in. Lynn-Ann, that is such a wonderful story because, you know, a lot of people call, and I know the fear of not having enough, okay? And that is just trusting that the universe will provide your needs. It really does.
Well, the universe has everything. It's just there.
Right.
All you have to do is ask for it and be specific, though. I will say be specific.
I agree.
And honest, that is exactly how it happened. They arrived at my back stoop. They arrived at my front door. People carried them in. I was just like, what in the world is going on? Well, there's a paradigm shift, folks. And if you are able to key into that, there is nothing you cannot manifest.
And you just reminded me of many years ago, one Christmas, I was at Walmart. It might have even been another store name, okay, before Walmart and up in New Jersey. And I was looking at the bubble bath stuff, and I was like, you know, God, I would really like to have some bath stuff because I love, in the winter when it's cold, I love to take a bath. I just love baths, right? Do you know how much bath stuff I got that winter? I mean, like, almost from everyone I knew. Whoa. Birdie Bird. Almost everyone I knew gave me bath stuff. It was amazing. You know? It was because I
probably still have some of that.
Yeah, and it was because I didn't have any expectations. You know? I just was like, I put it out there and I was just like, whoa, because again, we want to be, it's funny, I heard the song lyric, driver's seat. We want to be in that driver's seat so bad.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we have to realize that we are in the driver's seat. We are there. We can say, Heavenly Father, I need to help the homeless. Show me. You know, just show me, and I'll be open to it. And then be willing to be open right there. The three of us made this decision about a year ago. And the doors and the walls have come tumbling down like dominoes because we're asking without expectation and open to everything.
Right. And that is at hoperetrainingcenter.org. And
That's correct.
And it's on your website. Give your website one more time.
It is.
We got less than 2 minutes, so.
Of course, the www.dimensionswithsofspirit.com.
Cool.
If you decide to make a donation to Hope, there is a button there for Hope as well.
Right, and I guess you would take any amount.
Any amount. Yeah. Whatever you can spare. Just drop it in there because, as I said, fully 75% of those monies are earmarked specifically for the homeless.
Right. And, you know, a lot of places where you donate to, they won't tell you, you know, how much percentage they keep.
I'm not going to say who's what name, but it can literally be 10% goes to their charity. And 90% goes to administration. We specifically did not want that. We want our people to be cared for.
I hear that. So we got about 30 seconds, so I want to thank you, Lynn-Ann, for coming on.
I've been delighted.
This has been nice, and I think I really enjoy this format. You know, we have to talk about it and then to have us both give readings, and it's something new, and it feels good. So we are going to continue. I know a lot of people came in last minute, and I'm sorry we can't get to everyone, but, you know, you can always call us for a reading.
Absolutely, and I have my prices there, but understand that somebody comes to me for a reading, that money goes directly to Hope. I keep none of it.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So anyhow, we're at the end of the show. So again, thank you everybody for listening, and we will see you next week. And, you know, Psychics Gone Wild is on 7 days a week. So, you know, follow us and, you know, come on back. All right, goodbye everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It was my pleasure.